The scriptures principally teach two things, what man is to believe concerning God, and what duty God requires of man. It's in two parts. And really the rest of the catechism is into two sections. The first part is, what are we to believe about God? And lots of questions deal with what we are to believe about God. And this is question number 4. And it's on the back of your sheets, if you've got a sheet of notices. Question 4, what is God? And here is the answer. God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable, in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. Now, sometimes when I do these little talks, I have various props, don't I? Last week I had a little bottle of salt that we've now thrown away, and a coin, and a Lego brick. Sorry, Timmy, it was a Duplo brick. And the week before I had a pen, I think, and a toothbrush or something like that. Now today, quite deliberately, I've got no props at all. Because no props, no things I could hold, nothing I could show you, really, in my hands, would be able to tell you what God is like. Because God is unique, which means there is only one God. And we can't draw a picture of him or make a model of him. What is God? Well, the answer says, God is a spirit, which means God has no body. God is not just in one place at one time. God is a spirit. God is a mighty spirit. And then we read these other things. What kind of spirit is God? He's infinite. What does infinite mean? Jonah? Goes on forever. That's right. Infinite. There's no end to God. You can't say God is this big or this big, or God is so wide or so long. Or God is infinite. He is beyond measure. And God is eternal, which means the same kind of thing, but in terms of time. God is eternal. God has no beginning and no end. That's right. He's infinite, eternal. And what else is he? He is unchangeable. Now, we change, don't we? Is it true that we change? Do we have bad days? Do we have good days? Sometimes. Bad days and the odd good day. God doesn't change. He's infinite. He's eternal. You can't even do it with your hands, can you? It's not worth it. Not worth trying. He's unchangeable. We can trust him. He's always the same. And he is these three things in 7 areas. Now, it's good to learn these using your hands if you can. If you want to learn this, use your hands, because it might help you to remember them. God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being. Wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. How's that? Okay, use 2 hands for both of them, for all of them. What is God? God is a spirit, infinite, eternal and unchangeable in his, do it with me young people, in his being, wisdom, yeah, wisdom, confuse me then Liz, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. Well done, Louise. So I might ask you next week. Okay. Let's say it together if we're going to learn this, as we should. What is God? God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth.